Pope Benedict is calling on the clergy and lay people of Brazil and the whole of Latin America for a renewed sense of mission to meet the challenges of increasing secularism and threats to the Christian family. That's the main theme running through the Pope's discourses during his apostolic journey in Brazil. In fact, it was the central theme Friday when Pope Benedict celebrated Vespers with Brazil's 430 bishops at São Paulo's Cathedral da Sé, dedicated to Our Lady of the Annunciation. Their meeting with the Pope came at the end of the bishops' national plenary session, and many of the issues on the table during their plenary meetings were touched on by the Pope in his homily to the bishops on Friday. Emer McCarthy is in Brazil with Pope Benedict. She has more on what the Holy Father had to say.
Mission and a solid spiritual formation are the solutions to prevent Catholics from succumbing to the proselytism of evangelical sects. Bishops, as pastors of the Church, must not deviate from the liturgy, but promote the Church's social doctrine and, above all, favor the poor. These are the key points of Pope Benedict XVI's lengthy address to the bishops of Brazil this Friday. Pope Benedict began by immediately highlighting the importance of the great ecclesial conference in Aparecida, underlining the missionary challenge that the whole of Latin America will have to take on. He urged the Brazilian bishops, united under the guidance of their newly elected president, Archbishop Lirio Rocha, to promote common pastoral initiatives throughout the nation's vast territory. And then he dwelt on their duties as bishops and pastors of the Church.
A missão que nos é confiada como mestres da fé.
He told them that the mission entrusted to us as teachers of the faith and the principal objective of the Church is the salvation of souls. The Pope reminded them of their duty to preach the truth of the faith, the necessity of sacramental life, and the promise of Christ's eternal love. Pope Benedict put immediate emphasis on the primary importance of Christian values and the practice of the sacraments. There, where the will of God is unknown, he warned, the fundamental element in resolving the most urgent social and political problems is missing. This, he added, is why remaining faithful to the primacy of God and the will of God is an essential gift which priests and bishops must offer to the faithful.
È verdade che os tempos de hoje são difíceis para a Igreja.
In his lengthy discourse, Pope Benedict XVI recognized that at present, the Church and its believers are facing many difficulties because of the times we live in. He said that society is passing through moments where it has lost all sense of direction. Family life and the sanctity of marriage are being irresponsibly attacked, he said, as is demonstrated by the concessions which give in to pressure groups capable of negatively affecting on legislation. The Pope went on further to say that some crimes against life are justified in the name of the rights of individual freedom. While attacks are carried out on the dignity of the human being, the open wound of divorce and liberal unions which are spreading. He added, when a priest's total commitment to God and his people through apostolic celibacy is called into question, it opens the gates to ideological and political questions, not always unbiased, thus corroding the profound meaning of total consecration to God. In the face of these sad realities, the Pope urged the bishops to renew their faith in the incorruptible Church.
Entre os problemas que afligem a vossa solicitude pastoral está sem dúvida a questão dos católicos.
Among the problems which afflict your pastoral work, he continued, is without doubt the question of a growing number of Catholics who abandon the faith. According to Pope Benedict, at the roots of this phenomenon is the lack of an evangelization which puts Christ at the center of the Church. He went even further, saying that baptized Christians who have not been properly formed in their faith are the most vulnerable to the aggressive proselytizing of sects. And, the Pope added, they are also those less likely to resist the assaults of agnosticism, relativism, and secularism. They are, he said, easily influenced because they are weak in their faith, even at times confused, wavering, and naive, even if they harbor an innate sense of their religion. This, he told the gathered bishops, is why the Church in Brazil must waste no time in mobilizing itself to missionary activities which promote a methodical and capillary evangelization aimed at a personal and communal adhesion to Christ. The Pope appealed to the bishops to spare no efforts in going out in search of Catholics who have wandered from the Church and those who have yet to know Christ, by means of pastoral initiatives which welcomes them and makes them feel that the Church is a place where they can encounter God.
Neste sforzo evangelizador a comunidade ecclesiale si destaca per le iniziative pastorali.
The Pope said that if this missionary challenge was to be a success, the ecclesial community must stand out for its pastoral initiatives by sending out its missionaries to the city suburbs. When the people they meet live in poverty, he continued, we must help them just as the first Christian communities did by practicing solidarity so that they may feel really loved. Pope Benedict insisted that the poor of the country or of the inner city suburbs must feel that the Church is near to them, there to help them in their most urgent needs, to defend their rights and to help them to build and promote a society of justice and of peace. The poor, he reminded the bishops, are the gospel's privileged. As pastors, they must be our priority.
È necessario un salto di qualità nella vivenza cristiana del popolo.
Pope Benedict then went on to call for an improved quality in the life of the Christian community so that the witness of faith may be clear and transparent. A faith celebrated and participated in the liturgy and in charity. He once again invited the bishops to be faithful servants to the gospel, not to reduce it to personal experiences or deviate from its truth. He called on them to carry out their missionary work with the gospel in their hands and in their hearts, free of interpretations motivated by rationalistic ideologies. He then turned to the issue of vocations. He said a good and conscientious spiritual companion is indispensable in favoring spiritual maturity. And here, once again, the Pope repeated the gift of priestly celibacy, which he said is for the good of the Church and the world. Another issue highlighted by the Pope was the need for ecumenical and interreligious dialogue, a vital collaboration for the defense of the moral values transmitted by the Bible, which are attacked by cultures of relativism and materialism. But Pope Benedict's concluding reflections were on social justice and Brazil's historically disproportionate social development. He said, its extreme effects have marked the vast majority of Brazilians who live in undignified conditions.
Occorre formar nas classes políticas e empresariais autêntico espírito de veracidade e de honestidade.
Here he said, the Church's social doctrine must be applied and its pastors must work tirelessly to inform and form politicians and citizens to take on their full responsibility and be encouraged to give a human face to the economy.
Do critérios de maximização do bem comum ao invés de procurar ganâncias pessoais.